Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 24th of June, 1972. The title is, Be Ever Ready and Invoke That Final Time. Do you consider yourself to be equal to the Father? Do you experience yourself to be close to the stage of being equal to the Father? How much difference still remains in your becoming equal to the Father? Is there a great deal of difference or a little? Everyone's aim is to become equal to the Father, and the Father's aim is that the children become even more elevated than the Father. So what is it in the practical form? Have you not yet developed the power to face in the same way as the Father does? The difference is number-wise according to effort. Some have a little difference, and some have a great difference. The difference of all is not the same. To have 50% difference is a great deal of difference. In how much time will you finish this difference? Why is there still this difference between the Father and the children? You consider yourselves to be ever ready, do you not? What does it mean to be ever ready? Those who are ever ready constantly invoke the time. Those who are ever ready also keep themselves prepared whilst invoking the time. You now have to be prepared to face the final moments, do you not? If that time comes now, the attainment would be 50%. What would be the attainment of being equal to the Father? To be ever ready means to be one who is constantly making the self full of all virtues for the final moments. You have to become full, do you not? It is sung, full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. So, to be ever ready means to have the full and complete stage. You should have such a practical stage that you would only need to take one more step. How long does it take to take one step? There should be just this much difference. This is known as the difference of 1% or 2%. There is a vast difference between 1% or 2% and 50%. In order to be ever ready and full of all virtues the same as the Father, each one of you has received three main things. If you have attained all these three things, it does not take long to become equal to the Father. What are these three things that the Father has given? The three things that the Father has given are Srimat, surrender, and service. You have spoken of things you have to do or that you consider yourself to be, but what does it give? You can do service, you can also surrender yourselves, but on the basis of what? You have taken a birth, but what have you been given? What main thing does he give as an inheritance? Each one gave his own ideas. Although you have mentioned the significance, Baba continued, in order to clarify it, you are told of it in a different form. First of all, he gives light. Then, he gives might. And thirdly, he gives divine insight, that is, the third eye. If you do not have these three things, you cannot be an intense effort maker and become equal to the Father. First of all, the souls that have gone into the total darkness of ignorance need enlightenment, that is, light. Then, together with light, if you do not have might, you are not able to take the help of the light that you should. Through the third eye, That is, the divine insight that you receive with this light and might, you can know your past, present, and future, all three aspects of time, and all three lives. Only when you have attained these three things can you then claim your birthright, that is, your inheritance. So, first of all, he gives light, might, and then divine insight. Only through these things can you attain your birthright and also know your rights. The word right has two meanings. One meaning is a birthright, that is, an inheritance, and the other meaning is that you have received the recognition of right and wrong, and this is why the Father is called the truth, that which is true or that which is right. The truth can only be recognized when you have attained all these three things. If even one thing is lacking, you are not able to be put right from doing something wrong. Only when you have enlightenment will you be able to move along the path and intensify the speed of your effort. Just see, when there is a blackout in this old world, everyone has to slow down. They do not allow anyone to go at a fast speed because there is the fear of an accident happening. So, in the same way, if you do not have full light, you cannot intensify your speed. Your speed will be very slow. As well as this, if you do not have might, you may be able to move along on the basis of light, but because of not having might, you are not able to face the obstacles that come in front of you. This is why, because of your speed stopping, you are not able to face anything, and so you come to a standstill. Because of stopping again and again, you cannot have a fast speed, that is, you cannot make fast effort. Thirdly, divine insight, that is, the third eye, that is, the divine eye is not open as you move along, Maya closes it. In order to catch someone or in order to stop some upheaval, the government releases tear gas so that they shut their eyes. They are not able to see because of tears. They are not able to do what they want. In the same way, if the dust or gas of Maya falls into the third eye that you have received, then even whilst having the third eye, you are not able to see whatever you wish to see. All three things are essential. If all three are accurately attained and you have imbibed them in the same way as the Father has given them, if you are moving along on the basis of this, you can never perform wrong or untrue actions. You would always move in the right direction. It would be impossible to do anything wrong, because you are able to know right from wrong with the third eye. If you knew this, you would not do anything wrong, but because the dust of Maya enters, you are not able to recognize this. This is why you let go of the right and go towards the wrong. So if you ever perform a wrong action or have wrong thoughts, or if untrue words emerge, you should understand that one thing is missing out of the three. This is why you are not able to judge accurately. Until you know right from wrong, you cannot claim your full birthright. You receive a full birthright by performing right actions. If you do not perform right actions, if sometimes it is right and sometimes it is wrong, you will not receive the full birthright either. to the extent that you lack having right thoughts and performing right actions, to that extent you will miss out in claiming the birthright. To which main aspect would you pay attention so that you have all these three attainments all the time? Something that is very easy and that everyone can do? That same easy method is being revised again and again in the revised course. Do you listen and study the revision course with attention? Do you not think that you have become Jani Janananhar, that is, one who knows everything? Do you? You do not consider yourselves to be Jani Janananhar and become slack because you think this is the revision course, do you? Today, you are being given a paper. Who does not miss a Murli of the revision course for even one day? Or does not pay attention to your dharana? You should raise your hands. Sometimes when traveling, you miss a Murli. So do you read it and catch up or miss it? You don't think that you already know this knowledge now, do you? Although you may know it, there is still a lot more to know. Those who revise the revised course very well also feel this themselves. When going through the revised course, do you feel it is the same old things or does it feel new? For the new ones, there will be many things that are new, but what do the older ones experience when going through the revised course again? Do you feel it to be new? Why is it being revised according to the drama? This was also fixed in the drama. Why is it being revised? When your attention is lost or there isn't that much awareness, it is repeatedly revised. Similarly, this is also being revised because it has not yet been put into the practical form. There isn't as much power in the practical form to the extent that you listen and relate it to others, and this is why this course is being given again to make you powerful. This revised course is being given to make the old ones powerful and also at the same time to make the new ones powerful and give them their full right too. So now, repeatedly revise paying attention to fill this gap. Through the revised course, the sanskars and nature that you want to be transformed will be transformed. Acha, this was just a test paper in between. But what was Baba first asking you? What is the easy method that is being revised in the revision course? Is it to have a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself and with the Father and to give importance to Amritvela? As is the name, so that time has received a blessing. Whenever they perform any elevated task, then, in the memorials until now, they always considered the time first. Here too, what is the best time for making effort and having easy attainment? Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, by filling yourself, the soul, with nectar, your actions will be according throughout the day. Just as the time period is elevated and the nectar is elevated, in the same way, your actions and thoughts throughout the day will be elevated. If you move along considering this elevated time period to be ordinary, then your thoughts and actions will also be ordinary during the day. So, you should understand that Amrit Vela is a time for laying the foundation for the whole day. If the foundation is weak or ordinary, then the structure above will automatically be likewise. Therefore, just as you always pay attention to the foundation, in the same way, the time for laying the foundation for the whole day is Amrit Vela. If you move along understanding its importance, your actions will also be according to the importance you give. Why is that time called Brahma Muhurat? Is it called Brahma Muhurat or Brahm Muhurat? Brahma Muhurat is right because all of you begin and establish the new day just as Brahma does. That is also right. But what is the meaning of Brahm Muhurat? The atmosphere at that time is such that the soul can easily experience himself to be a resident of the Brahm element. At other times, you have to make effort or labor to detach yourself from the noise and the atmosphere. However, at that time, there is no need to make this effort. Just as your home of Brahm is the land of peace, in the same way, there is automatic silence at Amrit Vela. Because of that silence, you are easily able to imbibe the stages of an embodiment of peace and a resident of the land of peace. If you bring into your awareness at Amrit Vela the Srimad that you have received, you will then easily be able to have remembrance at Brahm Muhurat or Amrit Vela. For instance, those who are studying also try to do their revision in the morning, so they are able to remember it because you are easily able to remember at that time. You have to make your awareness powerful and become a natural embodiment of remembrance. So, with the help of Amrit Vela and by following Srimad, you will easily be able to make your awareness powerful. Just as you value time, do you also value this time? Or is it that you value it sometimes and not at the other times? Is it that the scale pan of value is sometimes high and sometimes low? What happens? This is a very easy method, but you have to give that much value to this method, as is the Srimad. Similarly, recognize the time, and if you do everything according to the time, you can very easily attain all attainments. Then you will become free from laboring. If you wish to become free, then continue to imbibe the means you have been given for it. Acha. To those who constantly move along as lighthouses and mighthouses, to the children who give all souls divine insight, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Om Shanti.